RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Monday morning, we'll send you off to AWOD Radio, live from Capitol Ale House at noon. A double stop weekend in addition to the Commanders game. We were out at the Commonwealth Cup, UVA Virginia Tech, where I asked a few people before the game. I said, are they going to storm the field if they win? Everybody's like, oh, yeah, they're definitely going to storm the field. And then, well, Tech's not very good. And yeah, no, they're going to storm the field. You remember the Florida State game where the fan, like, it was like 5 seconds. Like, one, the fans were not on the field. Two, the fans were on the field. And then, like, three, they had completely engulfed the field. And then 2 seconds of them running around. This was the politest field storm I've ever seen. They waited a couple minutes. The Tech players left. And then everybody came down off the hill in, like, a very orderly, like, light jog almost fashion to celebrate a very nice Commonwealth Cup win. And we'll get into the specifics of the game here in a bit, because I know everybody's ready to move on to the ACC title game, but I think it's worth noting what happened just as a postmortem too for Virginia Tech. On, they couldn't get a yard. They could not. They had a little success rushing, but the pass game was a full zero. At one point in the fourth quarter, Kyren Drones had 21 passing yards. That's bad, by the way. That's a low number of passing yards. This is what happens when you don't develop and when you don't recruit and when you don't bring in kids out of the portal at a high level for multiple years. You get performances like that where all last week I had been saying they're going to show some fight. It's a rivalry game. It means a lot to them. I think everybody understands the pressure's on UVA in this game. The pressure's not on Virginia Tech in this game. They can play loose knowing everything's on the line for UVA, knowing James Franklin and the Cavalry are coming over that hill. You win this one, you could conceivably keep the streak going for the next 5 years without much issue. When you look at the team James Franklin's going to bring in, a lot of guys from Penn State, they'll be able to win. You know, they'll be favorites pretty heavily, I would think, in this game next year. And yet, the talent level just wasn't there at all. And credit UVA rising to the occasion. Cam Robinson out, linebacker who steps up in his place, gets the interception there on that first drive. Kyren Drones, I mean, that's Tech in a nutshell right there. That's the best they could do. He's a good kid. He works hard. And he's just not ACC caliber right now. And that's the reality of the situation for the Hokies. They got a roster. They can't compete in the ACC, and you saw that week in and week out this year. I thought there would be a last gasp effort, and maybe there was, and it just got snuffed out by the Wahoos, but it got snuffed out by the Wahoos. Other crowd note, aside from the very, very peaceful field storming after the game, that was the fewest Virginia Tech fans I've ever seen at that game, Blacksburg or Charlottesville edition. It was in Charlottesville. Almost always when it's in Charlottesville, it gets overrun with Virginia Tech fans. Here was their strategy this year. I kind of sneaky love this, and we can't do this without stereotypes. Tickets to the game were available to the public all the way up until kickoff. It actually didn't sell out. Tickets to the game were available to the public, UVA Tech rivalry game. Just go to the website, buy them. They were $180 each, which is a lot of money for a ticket to a college football game. And I think that was I think that was the UVA approach. Like, look, if y'all really want to come take this place over, we acknowledge we don't have enough fans to fill the stadium. It's cold. Our fans don't really do cold. Our fans don't really do football. But if you want to come take it over, great. That'll be $180, please. And I think a lot of them did not take them up on that offer. Now, had the team been good, maybe they do. Maybe that's a different situation. But the Tech fans largely stayed away. Big pro UVA crowd. Not a sellout, but certainly big and loud and cheering UVA on. Now, we got to get to the fun stuff, though. The fun stuff here is what happens next. And this bring James Madison into the picture, too. JMU throttled Coastal. They're doing everything they can do. One of the more unfortunate trends in college football is the team on the bubble of the playoffs that all of a sudden has to blow other teams out to protect their resume or whatever. Like, Notre Dame is still throwing the ball on Stanford in the fourth quarter, even though it was well out of hand. Like, nobody feels good doing that. No, nobody feels like that's a good use of anybody's time. Miami running up the score on Pitt. JMU's got to do it because, well, North Texas winning its games by 30. You got to win your games by 30. I get the system, but I don't love everybody's running up the score on everybody else because, one, I don't think it's great for the kids. I think that's time the backup should be getting out there. And two, it doesn't feel very sporting. The ACC, of course, the conference of sportsmanship historically, minus whatever happened at NC State. That's the exception, of course. NC State is allowed and encouraged to run up the score on Bill Belichick, and they did. Dave Doran was throwing the ball very late into that game. That's a rivalry game. You get it. If your rival is coached by Bill Belichick and you have the chance to beat him by 50, you beat your rival by 50 when the rival's coach is Bill Belichick. That's just common sense right there. But we get to the fun part, which is it's the ACC championship game. On Saturday night, you'll hear it on 1140, WRVA. And it's UVA who deserves to be in this football game. They have won all but one of their ACC games. That loss was to Wake Forest. Chandler Morris was injured early in that game. I'm not saying they definitively would have won. I'm just saying he's their best player. He got hurt early in the game. There are mitigating circumstances there. The schedule was easy. It was quite soft, actually. But they won all the games. You can only play the games in front of you, and they won them, minus that one. They'll be playing against Duke. And we got to talk about Duke for a second, because the ACC actually has some decent teams this year. You know, I think not just that Miami is good, but that Miami could beat many of the teams in this year's college football playoff. I think Miami could beat Alabama right now. I think one of the reasons I think that is that Miami has hung with Notre Dame and beat Notre Dame. And I think that they're a really good football team that also slips on the banana peel, because that's what Miami does, and that's why we're in this spot. Georgia Tech is clearly a really good football team. Held Georgia to 16 points. Didn't win the game, but I thought it was a very impressive showing. And yet, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, UVA against Duke. Duke is 7-5, y'all. It was a five-way tie with two losses in the ACC. Duke wins the tiebreaker. Nobody knows how they did the tiebreaker. Nobody wants to know how they did the tiebreaker. This is a disaster for the ACC because you got two outcomes here. One of them is UVA wins. The game is boring. Nobody respects UVA. They'll come in as the 12 seed in the playoffs. They'll go to Ole Miss or something. They'll get stomped on. We'll get to Lane Kiffin. Don't worry. They'll get stomped on. That's not great for anybody. It's great for UVA. Just making the playoffs is a win for UVA. If Duke wins, I don't think Duke can be in the playoffs. Even at 8-5, even with a win over UVA, I think JMU gets in. I think that opens the door to take two non-power conference teams for your five automatic champions. And I think that opens the door to take, you know, whether it's North Texas or Tulane, I think the winner of that game will get in. And I think if Duke beats UVA, I think JMU's in. Now, you got ripple effects here. And I know everybody loves the conspiracy theories. I'll give you one right now. They're not going to do this playoffs without a team from the ACC. I feel very confident about that. There's too much money, too much collegiality on the panel to let that happen. They're not going to do this playoffs without an ACC team. Duke winning is maybe a sneaky good thing for the ACC because you get to sneak Miami in. I think Miami would get to be the team that represents the ACC in that scenario because the committee would put them in. Now, to do that, you're going to have to bounce in Alabama. You're going to have to bounce in Notre Dame. That's not going to sit well. The SEC is already churning about Texas. Texas beat Texas A&M. Texas deserves a spot in the college football playoff. No, they don't. And we can break that one down further. You can't punish us for losing to Ohio State. Nobody's punishing you for losing to Ohio State. We're punishing you for not winning your SEC game. Win your conference. Come back and see us then. Don't lose to bad football teams and then come back and say you deserve to be in the playoffs because you had the guts to schedule Ohio State. That didn't make you a good team. Makes you a team that lost to Ohio State and then lost some other games too. If your one loss was Ohio State and that was keeping you out, that's a legitimate grievance. There's two other losses along the way as well. By the way, A&M soft as well. If I were UVA, I think I'd want to go poke at A&M in College Station, see if you can get them nervous. Send Chandler Morris back home to Texas. I think that's the team I'd want to draw. Just kind of crazy. You know, we're here talking about who UVA should want to play in the college football playoff, but we are. We're also talking about Lane Kiffin. You have to talk about Lane Kiffin. It's what we do around here. And we'll do that on the other side. Got to take a break. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan. Now,
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Keeping things moving on a Monday morning and be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1. FM, always worldwide, on the free Odyssey app, out at the Commonwealth Cup. Very happy post-game scene, of course, with UVA. With Tech, they had the running backs. You're down your top running back, and they still ran the ball well. They just couldn't throw it to save their lives. They became one-dimensional really, really quickly in that football game. And there were rumors that there may have been at least one Tech player who was on the injured list who maybe it was just kind of sitting out to stay healthy for the portal, which is a reality of the world. I heard that at the game from somebody who I trust, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense. You're about to get a payday. It's cold. Your team's about to get whipped by its rival. It's cold. And you got nothing to play for? I hate it. I hate it for sports. I hate it for everything I enjoy about sports. And also, if this is a $500,000 a year player, like, you get hurt, your salary next year is going to be zero in NIL. Maybe it's the right move to sit out. That's not great for sports, though, overall. We got some things to fix in sports, I guess is what I'm saying. We've got some things going very well in sports as well. And UVA, we've talked about this. This is not, like, last year, Jayden Daniels with the Commanders. It was like, this is the start of something. Haha, it wasn't. But there's a sense of this is going to become a thing. Like, we are building, ascending towards a good spot here. And now on the other side of that, it's extra crushing because there's a letdown. UVA is not building to this. UVA is not going to be a perennial ACC title game contender. And that's not, I'm not dogging on UVA, y'all. It's a great accomplishment. They will not play a schedule this easy again. They will not have a world where they get to have the best quarterback in the ACC again, because everybody else has money now in the pot. But it's cool that it happened this once. And who's talking? I'll talk more about that at 6 o'clock. But we were in the interview room. We're not in the locker room. You don't go in the locker room in college. That's for the kids. But we were in the interview room at UVA after the game. Chatted with Cam Courtney, receiver, who was one of the guys who stepped up big time for UVA. Let's roll that interview right now. Here's Cam Courtney after a Commonwealth Cup victory, third in the last 25 years for UVA.
To win it like that, too, yeah. What kind of statement does that make?
It kind of showed everybody, like, you know, our team is real. It's not just, you know, a couple of wins that we had that were close, and they're like, oh, they're just barely squeaking by, but really, like, we're a good team, and, you know, we're here to play.
I know your quarterback said at the beginning of the year, ACC title game was the goal. I don't think a lot of people believed him then. What's it like to achieve that goal?
It's amazing, you know, all the work that we put in, you know, fall camp, spring ball, winter workouts, all that stuff, you know, just seeing all your work come to fruition, it is great. It's awesome to see.
Is it you that win next week? You're in the playoffs?
I hope so. I'm excited. You know, we've got to take it one win at a time. You know, go back on Monday with that same attitude that we had last week and before, like, to go get to work.
So what was the locker room like once everyone finally got off the field there?
Chaotic. A lot of jumping, screaming, yelling, a lot of emotions, but, yeah, it was chaotic.
For the offense, what's gone so well these last couple of weeks?
You know, we kind of had those couple of weeks, you know, where I guess you could say we're in a slump or whatever, but, you know, kind of having that mindset, like, flush the last week, let's just get to it and keep working. So I felt like we kind of had that working attitude. We're not letting last week creep into next week. So, you know, coming out, I feel like it started coming out against Duke. Started off fast, and we kind of just carried our momentum into this game. So, yeah.
Feels like there's been good balance to the attack, too.
For sure, yeah, definitely. You know, when we open up the run game like that, credit to Jamari, Harrison, all those guys. You know, we open up the run game, it kind of opens up the pass game, too. The defense is not just worried about, oh, they're going to throw the ball, so let's just play, you know. So they kind of had to stack the box with man-to-man. You know, man-to-man is my favorite. I love man. It's easy to beat. So, you know, doing that, all that coming together, just complimenting football. So, yeah.
Thanks, Cam. Good luck next week.
That's Cam Courtney. He'll be in the ACC title game with the Wahoos. You'll hear it 8 o'clock Saturday night. WRVA, that's 1140. I got to chat with John Freeman, voice of the Cavs, for a bit. Matt Schaub was there doing the color. They got a distinguished alumni list. Haven't had a lot of Commonwealth Cup success, but they got a distinguished alumni list. That's my new favorite comment. I love man defense. It's so easy to beat. Just blame me, man. I'll win every time. I love that confidence. That's like defensive back confidence in a wide receiver. Love that level of confidence from Cam Courtney. Chandler Morris, quarterback of UVA. He had this to say about the fans, the atmosphere. I think, you know, and I asked him about his preseason talk of like, yo, I'm here to win an ACC title, which, you know, I said, I thought I was one of the optimistic ones. I said, I think this team can win 8 games. And I meant that. And they did. And then they won a couple extra games as well. Now they're in the ACC title game. But Chandler Morris, talking about just getting the fans to believe.
It was awesome. Just trying to show our appreciation to them. They've been for us. They've been there for us all year, all season. Have made a huge difference for us this season. And just want to give thanks back to them.
You predicted before the series. You said goals the ACC championship, and you're one game away from that. How satisfying is this win to get to that point?
It's great. I mean, especially too, it being the state championship and in-state rivalry. Understanding that it's been a long time, and a lot of fans have been waiting for a long time to get this thing flipped and make this rivalry a Virginia one.
You heard a lot of that, and let's go to Tony Elliott because he's the coach. And this was his takeaway as well. He was very clear. He said this means something for the next 365 days, and not after that, because they're going to play the game again next year. James Franklin's going to be the coach, and this whole thing's going to start up again. But for the next 365 days, it's a rivalry, and UVA is the better team in the state of Virginia. Here's Tony Elliott.
We want to compete for this state, right? We want to be a worthy rival, right? We want to show up and do our part for everybody involved. Not saying that we're going to win every one of them, right? But I don't think you can win any more until you get that first one and get that monkey off your back, and to be able to come out and to play well and to win, kind of the way the guys did. I think it makes a statement for 365 days, and that's it. You know, we got to do it all again. So just because of what happened tonight, it don't carry over to next year. But I think it gives us confirmation. It gives us motivation. It gives us encouragement, a little bit of validation that we're definitely headed in the right direction to make this a competitive rivalry and make Virginia a program of relevance on the locally and then also nationally.
One leads to another. Got to win your neighborhood before you can win your state. And you got a guy coming in down the street who's pretty intent on winning the state, and I think is going to be a good recruiter. James Franklin knows this area, knows this state. The job only gets harder from here. But Tony Elliott, man, when you're hot, you're hot. And they're not just hot. They're playing Duke. And if they win, they're going to the college football playoff in Charlotte on Saturday night. What an incredible turn of events. Sorry, ACC. That's not the game you wanted in prime time. Congrats, UVA fans. You survive, like, you exhale, and now you're playing with house money. I know there will be expectations, like, oh, you got to beat Duke, but I think that'll be very different than this Virginia Tech game, where there's a lot of history loaded into that one. There's not a lot of history loaded into that Duke game. Just a chance to do something really cool that doesn't get done a lot at UVA, and we'll be following along on Saturday. One other thing, and this got mentioned by a lot of the players and Tony Elliott out of the gate. You guys remember, of course, a few years ago there was the shooting on the bus trip with UVA football players coming back from class. The three players on the football team were killed, and the rest of the season was canceled at that point. And that's obviously the program has memorialized them, but the trial actually just wrapped up last week, and Tony Elliott references, like, everybody else has kind of moved on from that. Like, that's a thing that happened 3 years ago. But the families and Tony Elliott were in court as recently as last week, hearing about what happened again, and testifying, and ultimately a life sentence for the killer, which was, of course, what they wanted and what the justice system decided on. But Tony Elliott, this is the opening of his post-game press conference, dedicates the win to the families of those three players.
Because it was a long 2 weeks to get here, and we went through a very, very difficult week with the sentencing, and this one's for them, and we're not here without the inspiration that they provide us on a daily basis. So hopefully this brings them some joy as they really kind of now get a chance to embark on their road to healing and recovery. I think that all of us outside of the families, the Davis family, the Chandler family, the Perry family, have had an opportunity to kind of, you know, move forward a little bit and grieve and heal. They haven't. It's been a very, very long 3 years for them. But we believe that we got, you know, kind of some just due, and now we can really embark on the road to recovery. But it's still going to be a long way, and hopefully tonight is just an opportunity for them to just find some joy in the program that their sons were a part of. So we love you. We thank you. We're always here for you.
That's Tony Elliott. He's the coach of the UVA football team, and I was kind of like, when he said that, I was like, oh yeah, that has been 3 years. That has been a long time waiting, a long time of court cases and hearings and all that. Very, very happy for the families. They got the outcome they wanted. Very happy for Tony Elliott, of course, to be able to deliver that win to them on a big senior night at UVA. Not their last game, though. They're going to keep playing. They'll keep playing in the ACC title game, and you'll catch it this weekend on 1140 WRVA. We'll be back with hour number two before we send you off to AWOD, before we send you off to Grant and Danny. Who's talking after that at 6 o'clock is a loaded Monday line. Then you got to listen to Patriots Giants. That's just a thing you'll have to do. It's part of the price of admission. But everything else is cool. AWOD at Capitol Ale House, we're with you for another hour. First, you're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond.
Night
to
the Fan, now 105.
Night to the Fan, 105.1 FM, Monday morning. in cold, rainy Richmond. We'll get to that all week long. Plenty of cold, plenty more rain. Winter's here. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Great to be back with you after a jam-packed sports weekend. And we haven't done any VCU basketball yet. And I don't know that we're going to do a ton of VCU basketball on today's show, other than just to say, VCU basketball, they handled their business. They were 2-1, won the game they had to win against South Florida to get into the winner's bracket. And by the way, monster swing there, the caliber of game they got in the winner's bracket versus what they would have had in the loser's bracket, which basically would have been, you know, quad three, quad two games. Instead, you get two, probably quad one games if the Hokies handle their business the rest of the way. Beat Virginia Tech, lost to Vandy. That's a Vandy team that very much could be top 25 when the dust settles. Won't be any shame in that loss. That will age well and keeps the door propped open for a potential at-large bid. A-10 handling its business as well. We love to see the A-10 handling its business, something we don't see often. With some scattered results out there, Dayton fans, I know that they're mad about everything else and not that they lost this one game to BYU, but Dayton fans got to simmer down a bit. St. Louis, you're allowed to be as mad as you want because that's insanity what happened to you guys. But on the whole, the conference holding its own, multiple top 100 teams in the metrics, they'll all play each other. I think VCU's in a good spot. If VCU handles its business, I think the regular season A-10 champion will probably be a team that's slotted into the bracket before we get to Pittsburgh, before we get to the A-10 tournament, which is all you can hope for if you're a VCU fan. All you can hope for if you're an A-10 fan, because, look, we're all we got. We got to stick together. You may hate George Mason, and you're welcome to hate George Mason. And also, don't root against them in these games, because these games matter for everybody. George Washington as well, which I think is going to make some noise this year. And I'm still in on St. Louis as well, obviously. I was in on St. Louis last year. This is like Miami football. Every year, I'm going to be in on them. I'm still in on Miami. I am still in on Miami football. I think they could win a college football playoff game. I'll tell you who I'm fascinated watching the college football playoff. And this is a local show. But Lane Kiffin is everybody's news right now. I got to do a Lane Kiffin segment. Lane Kiffin is insane to think that he can, with a straight face, ask the administration at Ole Miss. Okay, so here's the deal, guys. I am going to leave your SEC school, and I am going to go coach at a rival school. It's not a step up necessarily. I'm just kind of tired of being here. But why don't I finish coaching for another month and a half? Even though they're gonna announce that I'm gonna be their coach in a month and a half. But so for a month and a half, I'm just gonna keep coaching this team because I think we can win a championship, and I'd like to win a championship, and it'll be totally normal. And then in a month and a half, when it's all over, I'm gonna take all my players and go over to LSU. No. It was disappointing, but not surprising, to see Nick Saban and Kirk Herbstreit carrying water for this on college game day. It was disappointing because I think that's a good show, and I think they do a nice job with it. And to carry the water, and I know there's an agent tie there. I know what's going on there. Even with that, though, that is a completely insane request to make by Lane Kiffin. Tulane's coach is allowed to finish at Tulane before going to Florida. A definitive step up. Bob Chesney is allowed to finish coaching the season at JMU and then go to UCLA. A step up. If Lane Kiffin were taking the Cincinnati Bengals job, he should be allowed to finish the season at Ole Miss. He is not doing any of those things. Lane Kiffin is going to coach at a rival school and wants to build he wants to be in your locker room for the next month and a half. He's not loyal to your school. He's leaving your school. He wants to try to win a natty, and he gets to recruit your kids that whole month and a half. Hey, going to LSU a month and a half. You want some NIL money? How much NIL money? No. Of course Ole Miss has to put its foot down. Of course that was a completely absurd request. Of course Ole Miss was correct to deny it. You can't let him do that. You can't let him run around in your building for the next month and a half, knowing that as soon as the season's over, he's taking his notebook and his coaches and his players down the road to LSU. You got to try to build something. And the players will be there. They can't leave yet. Pick an assistant. Make him the interim coach. Try to keep what you can keep. And if you win, if Ole Miss does win, I think you got a decent chance of keeping those guys. If they win in Addy, they're going to want to do victory lap in Oxford instead of following Lane Kiffin and the money down to LSU. You can match the money. He can't match a ring or postseason success. Absolutely the correct decision by Ole Miss. Insane that really influential people in the college football world were taking up for Lane Kiffin. What's Saban taking up for Lane Kiffin for? He fired Lane Kiffin right before at Natty for being a distraction. I know they've buried that hatchet, but that's what this is. Nick Saban would have made the exact same decision if he were the athletic director at Ole Miss. Instead, he's on TV. Well, I think they should let him coach his kid. They're not his kids anymore. He is the coach at LSU. Ole Miss is a different university in a different state that is equally football crazy. They got to do what they can to keep the wheels on this car, because otherwise they're all coming off. If you leave Lane Kiffin in the building, especially because now that you know he's gone, you got to go hire a coach, right? It's not awkward at Tech because everybody understands that's James Franklin's office. He's going to be the coach. Phillip Montgomery is a guy who works here Monday to Friday because we need a coach for the rest of this season. That's not awkward. Everybody knows their role. Imagine bringing a coach in to Ole Miss and telling him he can't move in because Lane Kiffin's got his stuff in there because Lane Kiffin's coaching his team and then is going to go steal all his players after the year. I thought that was disappointing by ESPN. Not surprising. It was fun to see Marty Smith, though, hanging out at Ole Miss all weekend long. Somebody drew the short straw on that one. But he's good TV. That's our guy, Marty and McGee, of course, is the show on ESPN on Saturdays. If he recovers from his stint at Ole Miss fast enough. All right, I want to get back to the Commonwealth Cup. UVA crushes Virginia Tech, almost a shutout. We'll talk about that on the other side. You're listening
Monday morning.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
On the mic, 910, the Fan 105.1 FM. A big sporting weekend started Thursday with the Chiefs losing. Is it over? It sure feels like it's over. The Lions losing. Is it over for the Lions? Chiefs and Lions out of the playoffs would have been quite the parlay at the start of the year. We knew the AFC West and the NFC North would be tough. But, man, and the Chiefs have done it to themselves. Watching the Lions, though, you have 7 wins and still 2 games out, that's brutal. That's actually a good season. That's SEC level stuff right there. Somebody, NFC North commissioner, needs to get on the phone with Roger Goodell, advocate for playoff expansion effective immediately. It's MP on the mic. We're with you until noon. A1 takes over, Grant and Danny, right after that. And then who's talking tonight? That's our UVA themed show. Will they have things to talk about? Magic 8 Ball says, ask again later at 6 o'clock. No, it says yes, of course they will. Commonwealth Cup victory, which only disappointment of the entire day for UVA, which went flawlessly. Great crowd, respectful crowd, stormed the field without making a mess for Virginia Tech. Chandler Morris, so good. Running game on point. Defense, even without Cam Robinson, fantastic. Everything you could have asked for. Man, one touchdown by Virginia Tech in the fourth quarter. You take that one play off the board, you get a shutout on them. That would have been something. It was something, as it was, though. Love Scott Stadium. Love freezing my butt off out there with my Wahoo friends. It was great to be back chatting with everybody there. Toby Altizer was there, who produces the Grant and Danny show. We got to catch up for a bit. That was a ton of fun. He's already looking forward to baseball season. I said, hey, the Nats going to be good. And he said, so, what's on your mind? The Nats aren't going to be good this year was the gist of it, basically. But they're under new management. There's excitement about new management. Washington Wizards been under new management for like 6 years now. Nothing's happened. That's a cautionary tale. Sometimes, though, you go under new management, good things do happen. It's a thing that happened at UVA. Tony Elliott comes in. I think this is probably a lesson that a lot of people are going to learn the hard way in the NIL era. I'm looking at LSU. You can pay a coach a lot of money. You can pay a big name coach a lot of money. I'm not talking about Virginia Tech, by the way. This is not a subtweet. I think the correct move in the NIL era, and UVA did this, they could have fired Tony Elliott last year, and it would have been perfectly justifiable. And also, this was their year with a stupid easy schedule. Sorry, it is what it is. And you rebuild, you're going to miss your window to take advantage of that. So instead of paying $30 million to fire Tony Elliott, they spent money on a football team, brought in Chandler Morris, brought in some talent. These guys are from all over, and they're good at football, and they've got the Commonwealth Cup in their locker room. I think that's a legit team-building strategy right now in the year 2025. Don't pay a coach when you can pay the athletes, because they're the ones making the plays. And that's, again, that is not about Virginia Tech at all, because Tech is going to invest in its team. They invest in James Franklin and a team. And you know, the SEC, I think, is going to have to figure out that lesson. It's not all about the coach. Kirby Smart is doing a great job at Georgia. And also, they got a machine cranking out NIL money and resources. It makes them look a lot better. Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. The fans are going to sour on him if he doesn't make the playoffs. That's not all his fault. He's one of them. He's a mid-tier SEC team in terms of NIL resources. The game has changed immensely. The Alabama story, by the way. I'm intrigued how the college football playoff committee is going to communicate everything they need to communicate with this show tomorrow night. Because I believe, you know me, Conspiracy Corner, I believe there is no circumstance where they will conduct a college football playoff without an ACC team. Hear me out. I didn't say without the ACC champ. If it's Duke, you can't let him in. Everybody gets that. If Duke is the ACC champ, they're going to find a way to get Miami in. They will conduct these playoffs with an ACC team. But also, Notre Dame's probably the team you got to bounce to make that happen, or Alabama. So if it's Notre Dame, you've got to explain why for the last 10 weeks on this reality TV show, you've been ranking Notre Dame ahead of Miami, even though Miami beat them. And now in the last show, you're going to be on an actually, we've thought about this. And maybe the head-to-head does mean something. And sure, let's go ahead and let them in. That's not a great look. Or you're going to bounce Bama for losing to Georgia, getting waxed by Georgia again in the title game. You're going to punish somebody for being in a conference title game, the thing you said you wouldn't do last year. I'm curious to see how the committee conveys all of that information on Tuesday night. And this may just be the danger of doing the reality TV style show. You may be in a spot where you say, we got to quit doing the show because we communicate for so many weeks this is what's important, this is what's important, this is what's important. Then you get to the very end of the line, and actually, something else is important. This is also why, because you remember they said they would ding Ole Miss if Lane Kiffin was leaving. They would ding them for not having their head coach for the playoffs. This is why you got to have a commissioner in college sports. You think Roger Goodell would tolerate anything of this sort in the NFL? You remember when Jonathan Gannon had agreed to be the Cardinals coach, but he was the Eagles offensive coordinator, which is a promotion, by the way. That's not even Lane Kiffin nonsense. And he was doing Cardinals prep work the week of the Super Bowl, and they took away draft picks from him. They need a commissioner in college sports. Pronto. Bob Chesney, JMU, is headed to UCLA as soon as the season's done. That's the reporting. He'll get to finish out the season at JMU. Good for him. And this is the VCU basketball problem, right? They went and found a great coach in Bob Chesney to continue that winning tradition. They found a coach who could, build on what Kurt Cignetti had done, build on what everybody before him had done. And yet the minute you get hired as coach of JMU, even if you're a complete nobody, you're the number one target for a lot of schools. And I don't blame him for going to cash the checks. It's going to be a lot easier to coach at UCLA than it was at JMU. Comes with a lot more pressure too, but if they fire him, you still get paid. And those are the rules of college football coaching. Don't blame him one bit for that. Hopefully the Dukes can find a way. I would love for them to legit sneak in and UVA make it. Does feel like we're in an either-or scenario here. Either UVA is going to make it or JMU is going to make it. But I love that we're going to get a local team in the college football playoff. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. My best guess right now, looking at it, is that they probably go to one of the Big Ten schools. You got your Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon kind of pile up there at the top. I think that Georgia is locked in for a bye. I think that Indiana's probably locked in for a bye, or Ohio State's locked in for a bye probably at Ohio State and Indiana maybe, so maybe it'd be Oregon. Sort this out as we go. Texas Tech, I think, probably gets a bye if they beat BYU. If BYU beats Texas Tech, that's another fascinating round for the committee. You're probably sending Tech up and out of there and packing. How are you going to explain your fifth-best team being bounced from the bracket over one football game? Because especially if you're going to keep Alabama in. If you're going to punish Texas Tech for losing that game, you got to bounce Bama for losing their SEC title game. And then Bama's the first team out 2 years in a row. That's not going to sit well in Tuscaloosa. Just saying. More NFL action, including I want to take on Awad today. Crosstalk will happen at 12:15. We've been over this a lot of times, and it played itself out in the Eagles game. Kirk Herbstreit in the booth said, I don't understand why you go for two when you're down nine as opposed to making it a one-score game. It was kind of a pivotal moment for this debate in America. Awad quote tweeted it, said analytics are ruining football. I will stand up for analytics, and I'll also let you know it's not analytics. It's just common sense. We'll dive into all that. We'll get back to the Commanders and UVA steamrolling Virginia Tech. All that, more to come. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.